let's get into it now with some of the languaging, okay, and what you say on this calls. So number five is open up the call, open your call with your core problem statement. Okay? So hopefully a few of you thought about what problem you solve for people, and I'll use my own example here, but let's go take a step back and go into the first couple seconds of the call, okay? So the a lot of the GAM approach teaches this approach. So when you call somebody, you wouldn't begin with, "Hi, my name is Ari, we offer you." There's no pitch happening here because it does not create a dialogue, right? So what you'd begin with is this. You'd begin with, "Hi, my name is Ari, maybe you can help me out for a moment." That's all I'm going to say. That's the first thing I'm going to say. Now, how would you say, or how would you respond, or how would most people respond to a relaxed opening phrase like that, Ken?
I would say, "Well, what can I help you out with?"
That's right.
I mean, that's the first thing that comes to my mind.
Sure.
I think for most people, you know, when somebody asks for help, we generally respond, "Well, how can I help you?"
That's right. It's a natural reaction that almost everybody responds. And this is not, again, this is truthful. I'm really looking for help because I have no idea if I can help them or not. That's why this all stems from honesty and truthfulness. That's why, you know, you're in a very good place to begin with. So they say back to you, "How can I help you?" Then what I'm going to do is I'm not going to give a pitch about what I have to offer. What I'm going to do is go right into the problem that I believe I can solve to see if this person has that. So here's the language I want to use next. "I'm just giving you a call to see if you folks are grappling," and the key word here is grappling, "with any issues around your sales team chasing prospects who never have any intention of buying."
Yeah.
Okay? So I'm stepping directly into their world in one phrase. I've given no pitch, no introduction, nothing about me. I begin the conversation diving right in to the person's world. Okay? And here's what usually happens. There's two directions at this point, right? What happens is they might say, "Well, who's this?" Which is completely expected. I'm not recommending you hide who you are. I'm suggesting offering it when it's appropriate in the conversation. And offering it too early on can create a problem, as you know, with traditional selling. So when they say to me, "Who might this be?" I'm going to say, this is Ari, and I'm going to unlock the game. And I'm just calling, and guess what I'm not going to do right now?
I don't know who you are.
I'm not going to give a pitch about my solution.
Okay.
I'm going to go right back to the problem. I'm just giving you a call to see if you or your folks over there are grappling with issues around your sales team chasing prospects who just don't have the intention of buying. So now where's the ball at this point? Whose court is it in?
In their court.
That's right. So what I'm doing is I'm lowering the resistance as a way to do only one thing. Not to make the sale, it's premature, but to open the conversation and to develop enough trust to be viewed as a trusted advisor, not someone trying to push a solution. And that is the languaging that is used on those first calls. So traditional selling says call and ask a lot of questions to learn about someone's business. But the problem with that is that people don't like you fishing with questions about who they are, right?
That's right. Absolutely right. That's such a turnoff. Yeah.
Right. That approach.
Who are you? Do you own a headset? Do you have a telephone number?
Exactly. How's your business going? Do you have any problems with it?
What are your sales?
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
So the onus is on you to be able to come up with the core problem you believe the majority of your clients have. If you don't know what that is, somebody go back to your previous clients and ask them. Ask them, what were the two or three core problems that you had before you bought our solution, and now what problem has gone away? And you'll be able to get it that way. Okay? So it's a different way of thinking, but you can gather that data and use their language, you'll lower the resistance on the actual call. So that's the opening phrase. I'm sure for a lot of you it's a bit of a shock because you're used to giving a formal presentation, but you can go ahead and do that, but expect the wall to hit you.
you know, you can use this same pitch, too, when you're out there networking. I mean, I think this is a wonderful way, especially when you're meeting somebody new, to really open the door to meet and greet other people, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it can be working all kinds of areas.
You can use this in marketing. Yeah, in marketing, networking, in any way. I mean, someone called me the other day and said, you know, how can I use this in a networking meeting? And, you know, because what's happening, he sells insurance. So when people say, what do you do? He says, well, I offer life insurance, health insurance. I said to him, but what problems do you help people solve? And after a few minutes of conversation, he was able to come up with a phrase that said, well, what I do is I help people eliminate the risk that something happened in their life unexpectedly, they'll be financially distraught. I said, really? Now, that is powerful. That's what your core problem statement is going to be on every interaction with the first potential client.
That's a wonderful question just to ask when you meet somebody at a networking event. You know, I mean, for me it would be. You know, because a lot of times people stumble with what their product is or what they even do.
Yeah,
wonderful question. You know, what does your product solve?
You're going to find a lot of people struggling with
someone else. Go ahead.
A lot of people struggle with this concept because we are so used to and so ingrained in our mind to leverage the call based upon what we know about our solution.
Right.
And the problem with that, that's been so overly used and causes the rejection that you have to be able to step out of your own solution and convert it into a problem you can articulate using the language of the client. And that's what builds trust on the call, which is a missing link in the whole process of cold calling. So if you can understand the concept and use it, then you'll find very pleasant people willing to talk to you and without getting the pushback that you're used to. So that's number five. It's a big one, but it's the most important one to articulate because once you get it down, you'll never, ever go back again to the old way because this is so much more pleasurable.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense.